way out.
And Tarzan, okay.
God and Jesus and, Christ will come to you with his word, with his spirit, and he'll give you a way out.
We've been down here. We were down here, I think, and, in October.
And so the word, let me give you a definition here. The word troubled means disturbed. It means agitated. I'll give you a synonym.
Visited Dr. It means Martin and,
annoyed. And, it means confused or perplexed.
I'd like to tell you tonight, we were over there today.
It means bothered.
And her...
He was bothered. You'd be bothered, too. So you'd be bothered, too.
I hope you'll just keep praying
if you had all these college professors and all these people you've been on the roll, a payroll, and they couldn't give you the right answers when the trouble came.
When is he going to come?
And he says it bothered him.
Huh?
It frightened him. He was
distraught.
He was shaken.
But
in a tears.
Anyway, Lord willing, we'll be down in a couple months.
That's trouble
or so again.
And, he was upset. And Belshazzar was troubled.
Told him,
but really, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, children,
we were coming down.
He should have been
I
troubled.
Think we asked him to stay in the prophet's chamber again.
Just
I mean,
like
free
you,
rent.
We get troubled about a lot of things that are
and,
really not
so,
that important.
He said, well, he'd be out of town. Asked me to take the Thursday night.
Amen.
Church, tell me to lead song.
Come on. Somebody cutting in front of
joking.
You.
Joking. I don't want to
That's
pay.
A real...
Yeah. Honestly.
I had a hard day today.
Honestly.
Somebody
he asked me to pass
me in the line
last time.
In the,
you what, folks gave me a love
we
offering.
Got the, and then you got to text everybody.
I'm not in it for the money. But the money keeps me in it.
Amen?
Anyway.
But when you think about your own life, and I think about my life, and the things that bother me daily.
What happened to my Bible?
And really, they don't mount to a hill of beans. Amen.
I get it. I get it.
And he was bothered about something going on here, but he should have been bothered about something else.
Oh, I got all the verses.
First of all, he should have been bothered in verse number 3.
Because can't get it out
when
of
he
one,
brought
we'll
the golden
the
vessels
one.
That were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and
you
the
take
king
me
and
a ton
princes,
of
his wives and his
right?
concubines drank it. He should have been troubled.
Let's go to Daniel.
He should have been troubled about taking the sacred things of God.
8 o'clock, is that about
and
what
using them for a worldly purpose.
Say it again.
How about you and me?
Okay, we have prayer.
When we take the sacred things of God
okay.
and use them for a
we
worldly
have a,
purpose.
Our midweek service is on Thursday night also.
Do you remember what they did? You know what those Philistines did? They got that Ark of God. You read about it. I don't want to go there tonight. You can mark
it down.
Daniel
chapter 5.
You go over to 1 Samuel chapter 5. They took that Ark of God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Daniel chapter 5.
That's important in the worship of Israel. Remember?
You know the
when they took it and
I'm sure your
and Ichabod, which means the glory has departed.
Daniel
that's God's glory. They took that Ark in that battle. Remember?
The fall
when those
Babylon,
boys were killed
Babylon
and then Eli, big fat Eli, fell down off his stool and broke his neck. Amen.
You know, the
and they took that thing over and put him right beside Dagon.
68 years and a couple
boy,
years.
Boy, I tell you, God fixed up old Dagon, didn't he?
The land, which was prophesied.
He took something that was dedicated
so,
to God
you have
and was even a picture of the presence of God, that ark, and used
with,
it for
something else.
Without any further
that's what
introduction,
Belshazzar
should have been
some,
troubled
some of the
about
verses
that.
And comment.
You and I
as
ought
we
to
go
be
down and I'll give you the subject.
Look here your Bible, the first nine verses. Look at Belshazzar
now. Belshazzar in verse
you're
number
wishing,
one.
You're thinking now?
Let's pray
this over
for now, Lord. God, need your help here and trust that you'll help me to feed your sheep. The flock
we're
of
all,
God.
We're all in the same boat here.
We thank you for Brother David Hoffman.
You know,
now I pray you'd get him and his family back here
Amen.
Safe and sound tonight.
Saved by the
God,
grace of God.
Refreshed and,
no one's any better or any bigger than
go back to work
even though
standing up
and
here
I thank you for these folks that have been
here, some of them all day, the school and
look
all
at
that
verse,
business.
Look at 1 Corinthians
and,
chapter
Lord,
6.
The,
come on,
the
a familiar verse.
School,
look at verse 19.
What? Have made their way
know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you,
something for their heart
which you have of God, tonight. And ye are not your own.
We're not to take this body. We're not to take this mind. We're not to take
so,
these eyes.
Trust that
not
you will.
This
and
mouth.
All glorify
we're not to take
you
this ear.
Christ
we're not to take these hands.
Yeah.
Not take these feet.
Belshazzar
for anything
is the king,
but
and he is
to
the
bring glory to God.
Grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, who had
That's
taken Jerusalem
Does not trouble you.
Previously.
Come on.
And had
ransacked.
Have
you done
that recently?
We all.
And he's making a feast.
We've used those eyes.
And he says, Belshazzar the king made a great feast.
to a thousand of his lords and drank wine before the thousand. And
I mean,
this
is really
the fall.
It ought to bother you.
They
like sin or
they
do
like
something that you shouldn't do.
They like their gods.
And I'm no brief here tonight.
The love of pleasure.
But that's what Belshazzar was not troubled. That didn't bother him at all. His conscience had to be hardened. It had to be defiled.
Judgment
that ought not to be
upon
them.
And it came upon him that very night.
And so he should have been troubled over that. Not only that, look over back over here, chapter.
We're in the same
almost.
We're in the same chapter.
I want you to see.
You know what they did?
They went drunken brawl.
They couldn't find anybody, and then the queen,
all like that stuff. I mean, you know.
And she
that's
knew
all about
what was going on, just like in
Daniel,
chapter 1.
If you're familiar with that
party
grandpa.
They had over there.
And,
but he says in verse number 2 then, Belshazzar, whilst he tasted
the wine.
So they went and fetched him,
and he got over there. And verse 15, he got in front of Belshazzar,
you know,
and Belshazzar says in verse 14, I have even heard of thee, and that the spirit of the gods
like
is in thee.
See if it's
He tasted the wine.
Let's get the gods.
Commanded to bring,
everybody's
got
to have all
these
little things.
Your God is just one of many gods.
Have some guy pour some of that
not
wine.
So.
I've seen it
there's
so many
one
times.
God and one mediator between God and man. Amen. One God. I am the Lord, and there's none beside.
And everybody's got to put the show.
And he says, he said, is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent spirit is found in thee.
Well,
and now the wise men, the astrologers, have been before me that they should
read this writing on the wall
and make known unto me the interpretation of
the good golden and silver vessels.
The interpretation of the father, Nebuchadnezzar,
verse 16.
Actually his grandfather.
And I've heard of thee, that thou canst make interpretation and dissolve doubt.
A son-in-law could be called.
Now, if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof.
A
well,
son
thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and a chain of gold.
Things like
that.
He said earlier about thy neck shall be the third ruler in the kingdom.
Nebuchadnezzar's grandson.
Daniel answered
and
he said
Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple. You read about that in the last part of Kings and the last part of Chronicles. You read about that in the prophets, the other prophets.
Let thy gifts be to another.
And
to
which was in Jerusalem, taken out of the temple,
again,
which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines might drink therein.
In freedom.
Now that's kind of mockingly and in contempt of those vessels and in defiance, because first of all,
that's Daniel. I like that.
There's a siege going on.
He takes the
look over here, chapter verse number 30. There's a siege. He's in a siege, and Belshazzar obviously felt pretty secure, and he's having a party.
And he says
let's
over
just party.
Here,
and I look over here at chapter or the last part of the chapter. Look
and
at verse 30.
He said, "O thou king,
in that night,
king gave
of this event right here was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain,
for the majesty that
and
he
Darius
gave
the Median,
nations and language had trembled.
Did I say that right?
Whom he
and
would he slew?
Darius,
Nebuchadnezzar,
the Median,
absolute dictator, and whom he would he kept alive, whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down?
But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he would depose from his kingly throne. He was
thrown
down. He was fallen from that throne.
In your face.
And they took his glory from him, and he was driven from that chapter 4 from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast.
We don't care about that.
His dwelling was with the wild asses.
Verse number 3.
Come on back here to verse number 3.
And his body was wet with the dew of heaven
till he knew
that the Most High God ruled
God, which was at Jerusalem,
and that he appointed
his wives
over it whomsoever he will.
Watch verse 22.
They drank wine
and praised the gods
of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron,
and of
wood and of stone.
And that's blasphemy. And that's almost like adding insult to injury. And verse number 5.
Here we go.
In the same hour.
And verse number 23.
Get a kick out of this.
But hast lifted up thyself against
the
Lord of heaven.
Wow,
that's his main sin.
And then
brought
and
the vessels of his house
and
before
those
thee, and
vessels
thy
that were used
and thy
wives
for God,
and thy concubines
and
have
in God's
wine
service.
In them,
and thou
and
hast praised the
gods
of
putting
silver
that alcohol in them,
and praising their own gods.
See not,
he said, in
nor
the same
hear,
hour,
nor know,
and the God in
of
whose
a man's
hand thy breath is,
and, wrote
and
over
whose are all thy ways,
upon the plaster of the wall, of the king's palace.
Belshazzar wasn't
and
worried.
The king saw the part of the hand that wrote
about glorifying God.
I'll tell you something about this. Now you got to understand,
he should have been concerned about.
The king's palace isn't just some little thing.
Right?
It's a big thing. A Babylon was a...
You and I ought to be.
You know, remember over there in chapter 4 when Nebuchadnezzar is bragging to the Lord that is we don't bring, we great don't bring Babylon, hey? Which I have built.
He said, I have created
and,
Israel.
Babylon
says,
was
I have created him
great
for my what?
I mean, it was big.
My glory.
It was 14
that Bible
miles
says,
square.
Whosoever,
almost
hey,
200 square
he
miles.
He did good.
About the size of Chicago.
I heard you say
it had walls
you
400, at, over 400 feet.
You look like you're happy
tall,
to be here.
And 18
feet. But you look happy.
They had a,
that
they had a
says,
castle at either end of the
whoso
city.
Whoso offereth praise
and
unto
it was connected by a 3,200
we
square
we
foot
glorify God
bridge that
amen.
Went over the Euphrates.
We ought to be
they had
bothered.
A tunnel
it ought to
underneath
bother us when
thing.
We don't.
That
Bible
castle
says
at either end.
I'm just running.
In fact, when
he says,
Babylon was
herein
taken
is my
here,
father,
Jeremiah described for that they would have messengers going to the other end. If you read that over in Jeremiah chapter 51, I think it's verse 31.
Yeah.
And so, if somebody's coming here,
man,
well, we'll just go over to this
bring
one. And so they had these big castles. They had a big city. He had those famous, one of the wonders of the world called the Hanging Garden, which Nebuchadnezzar built for his wife. And so you
fruit
got that
glorifies
in
God.
That big
not only
castle in that palace.
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, all of that. But fruit,
another
Christian.
Make your imagination go.
Amen. Reproducing ourselves by witnessing and trying
hand
to get people across the line to make a decision for Jesus Christ.
And God's got big
that
hand.
Glorifies God. You know what?
Amen.
When we don't
you know,
do that,
it says finger.
Children.
God's got fingers.
That
amen.
Ought to bother us.
Don't you know it says
it
about, talks
me.
About the... The works
I
of
think
the
I should
finger
be more
of God.
Of the Lord.
and
well,
so
I
you got
in
this
a little
big
town.
Hand going
got
over
a big,
and starting to
big county.
You
got a
on
town.
Up.
Come on.
Well, that shook the guy up.
Shake you up.
Shake you up if it happened now. And
that
he said in verse
you.
Number...
it ought to bother you.
In verse number 5, he said, and the king saw the part of the hand
didn't bother him.
And the hand of God.
Should bother us.
And then the king's countenance.
That we're not bringing forth fruit.
I tell you, I said
he
to
changed.
My church the other night, and I've been around there 28 years.
And
I said, I'll bet there's somebody in here, and there's a few of you, and I don't like that. I don't
right?
I know everything about a lot of people.
And he said, then the
you
king's countenance
I mean?
Was changed,
does.
And his thoughts
that's
troubled him.
And, if he
and
says
so that the joints
here,
of his loins
and
were loose. You figure that
he,
one out.
And you know he knew it. Come on, he ain't.
Come on!
He just preaching.
Probably had an accident.
The Holy Spirit talking.
And he said the joints of his loins were loosed.
You've never won a soul to Jesus Christ. Sorry, folks. That's the Bible.
And he said, and his knees smote one against another.
is that too hard?
Whoa, what is, whoa. Right? The guy shook up.
I tell you, that ought to bother
Elvis, before Elvis
amen.
Was around, I'm all
didn't
shook up.
Him. That he didn't glorify.
He said, and he said, and his knees, not his, hey,
we just get so
thoughts were troubled, his countenance changed, his joints of his the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smoked. The guy's falling apart. Right?
Like it should be.
This is the guy that rules the world, right?
Belshazzar.
Hello.
Should have been worried
verse
about
7.
And concerned about not
the king cried aloud
verse 20,
to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans,
when
and
Daniel
the soothsayers,
dreams,
and the king
says,
spake and
this,
said to the wise men of Babylon,
he says, thou
whosoever shall read the writing and show me
walking.
The interpretation thereof
verse
shall be clothed with scarlet
Paris,
and have
thy kingdom
and have
divided,
a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Hey, get him out here. Hey! Get the astrologers here. Get the wise men over here. Get them all over here. Get Gene Dixon over here and Edgar Casey over here and Nostradamus over here. But hey, go down the street. Get that old gypsy lady, the palm reader.
Whoa, what do I do to
get
right?
And where's the Witch of Endor when we need her?
I need to get right with God.
Yeah, he's calling for me.
He's judgment's right
we
around
need
the
some help.
It's
I
at
got
the
figure
door,
this
by
thing
the
out.
Way,
what's
you know,
going on?
The Medes and Persians
so
came in. They said they tunneled under
in,
the moat that was
verse number
had a big
eight.
Moat around that city.
Then
that's what they
came
said.
In all the
history
king's
says
wife.
That.
You know his dad
and
then,
that very night
that
they
too.
Got him and killed him. He was slain. But notice what he did in verse 29. They commanded Belshazzar and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation to him that he should be interesting.
The third ruler
in
the kingdom.
While,
listen, what he should
says,
have been
then
doing
came
is
in all the king's wise men.
What he should have done is
and,
made a
but they could
confession.
Not read the writing.
He should have understood, but he was not bothered
king,
that
judgment
the
was
the interpretation
right
there.
Are you and I interesting if you kind of read your
Jesus Christ,
you know, read the book of Daniel. The word interpretation
the next thing
is in the Bible 30 that word 36 times.
Judgment seat of Jesus.
And it's 27 times in the book of Daniel. Interesting. And he said shall make the interpretation there. Then verse number 9. Then was King Belshazzar greatly say it again.
Concerned and
troubled,
that.
And his countenance was changed
about
in him, and his word, lords,
and more concerned that
were
his
astonished or petrified.
His paid staff
stony,
couldn't make
astonished.
No.
Well, all their lexicon,
all their original manuscripts,
just what
all that kind
didn't
of stuff.
Know what's going on. Now,
he should have been concerned
enough,
about not glorifying God. He should have been.
I want to bring your attention just to verse one word
and taking those
in verse 6 and 9.
Using him for something else.
In verse number 6, when he saw that hand, he said the king's countenance was changed in his thoughts. What?
And then,
what?
The judgment
troubled.
That's what he should have.
Verse number 9, then after they couldn't.
How are you doing tonight?
How am I doing tonight? First, when he saw the hand. Then after they couldn't.
Troubled.
All the guys he's been.
Well, are you weary? Are you trouble hearted?
Huh?
Tell it to Jesus.
All the big shots, all the philosophers,
all the
brains of the outfit.
What are we going to do next?
All that kind of stuff. People that people bow down to.
Are you
Amen.
Do that?
And he said, man, I've been paying these guys. They've been loafing on the job. They can't get the job done. Verse number 9. Then, after they couldn't make the interpretation known to the king. And verse 9, then was King Belshazzar greatly what? That troubled him too. That bothered him. Not just the hand, but that those old boys, the whole college faculty flunked out. Amen. Just like they did to Grandpa a couple of times. And that's the futility of modern day horoscopes and psychics and prophets and all of that kind of stuff. They don't have any answers. They can't give you any answers of what's going on. Well, I used this passage this morning, used the book of Daniel this morning to witness a little bit to my brother. I can't get through to him. He's a retired police. We flew into Milwaukee and rented a car and came down here. My dad, 93 years old, lives with my brother, retired police officer from Milwaukee, and just a smarty, and just he's smart, but just a skeptic. I mean, I was telling Paul about him today, and I got to use the things out of here, some things out of here on Daniel chapter 3 in that image, and use that to tell him a little bit about how that history of the world was prophesied. You know, the Babylon, Medes and Persians, Alexander the Great, Rome, and Rome's still here. And boy, I had his attention for the first time. I hope you'll pray for him. This is free, but I hope you'll pray for him. His name is Robert. And his wife's name is Denise. And my wife's going to try to get her this week. And we've witnessed to him before, but she's a Buddhist. So we got our work cut out. We got our work cut out for us. But he was troubled. Belshazzar was troubled. He was troubled over two things. Oh, Martha, Martha, thou art troubled about many things. He says Ezekiel was troubled over the abominations in the temple when he saw all those images and what was going on over there. Remember that? Paul was troubled. It doesn't say he was troubled, but his spirit was stirred in him when he saw that Athens was wholly given over to idolatry. And I want to talk to you about that tonight, troubled. I want to talk to you about how Belshazzar was troubled. Troubled means this. By the way, now Nebuchadnezzar, if you look at the word trouble and troubled in the book of Daniel, it's in there, I can't remember how many times, but you'll find it in chapter 2, you'll find it in chapter 4, in those two places when Nebuchadnezzar got the dream, and nobody could interpret it, and then he had that other dream about that becoming a tree, and Daniel interpreted that thing. You'll find that again. In both times, when Nebuchadnezzar was troubled, and Darius, there was a Daniel was to the rescue and got to make the interpretation every time. You know, when you're troubled, I'll just say this to you. This is free too. I didn't mean to say this. But when you're troubled, I'll tell you what, you got somebody that'll come to your rescue. His name is Jesus Christ. Daniel's a type of Jesus Christ in that particular case. I mean, Nebuchadnezzar troubled, here comes Daniel.